This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. We come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, supply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It's a Trash Tuesday, so if you want to take out some trash, you can do so here on the show at 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. I saw two phenomenal sports documentaries recently. I watched the Andre the Giant HBO documentary, Elite. Excellent, phenomenal work. I watched the new 30 for 30, Last Days of Bobby Knight, as well, with an advanced screener copy, which I appreciate very much from the good people over at ESPN and 30 for 30. I will review both of those coming up here on the show in about 17 minutes from now. A little DA go to the movies, sports documentary style, coming up at 20 minutes past the hour. I'll get right back into your phone calls on a Trash Tuesday, but first, the Shohei Ohtani story. There seems to always be a story. Last night in Kansas City, the Angels are traveling and on the road to take on the Royals. And actually, this was Friday night, right before the weekend began, for a weekend series in KC. Three college women, exchange students from Japan, went to go see the Japanese young star Shohei Ohtani and sat right behind the Angels dugout. A Kauffman Stadium security guard approached them during the game and asked if they would quiet down. Now, it was a cold night in KC. Not a lot of people out to watch an early April miserable weather game. Only 15,000 people in the stands. But the girls who had been screaming in the early innings, trying to get Ohtani's attention, suddenly quieted. They then sat back and quietly watched Ohtani go 2-for-4 with a double, raising his batting average to .367. He scored the go-ahead run. The Angels won on Friday night. Now, this has created a little bit of a controversy because can Shohei Ohtani get fans at a baseball stadium quieted? I mean, this is the thing that's very annoying about golfers, is that baseball players are asked to hit a hurtling spheroid at 100 miles an hour coming at them from 60 feet, 6 inches, with thousands of people screaming, where a golfer is hitting a little ball that's stationary right in front of him, and everybody's got to be quiet. And we've seen guys go overboard in golf, saying, kick that guy out. No hecklers allowed. Which, let's face it, makes golf a little raisin bran sometimes. Like, come on. Can't even deal with somebody that's rooting against you. But in baseball, you should never be quieted for cheering a player, should you? Ohtani, though, said he did not order that. He said, I was aware, but I wasn't the one who asked for that. The Angels did it so everybody could focus at the plate, and I was thankful for that. Now, this is interesting. Should the Angels be allowed to ask fans to be quiet surrounding Shohei Ohtani? Should there be a bubble wrap around Ohtani? A man in his zen, a man in his solitude, trying to do work at the plate or on the mound. I would say this. The Angels aren't going to be doing this to four drunk dudes behind the dugout in many other places. They're not going to do this for everybody that's screaming or cheering or booing. I think the Angels realized this was a unique situation. Four college-aged girls from Japan in a basically otherwise silent stadium are yelling at Shohei Ohtani all game for his attention. That's not usually going to happen. I think by virtue of it being a miserable night with 15,000 people in the stands, their cheers behind the dugout were specifically distracting to the entire team, I would say. And this is where the Angels go, hey, there's only four people behind the dugout. They're screaming in Japanese. They're young women, crazy about Ohtani. We could probably ask them if they wouldn't mind being more respectful. And because it's Ohtani and they love Ohtani, they'll probably be more respectful. And you could just imagine these girls going, oh my God. And they've been so embarrassed by that request. And so it worked. In a playoff game, they're never going to tell anybody to be quiet. And I don't even think if those four girls were, again, as I mentioned, four adult males, I don't think that's happening. And I know that that sounds sexist, gender biased. I just think they knew their audience there. They know if they go up to four college girls from Japan screaming for Ohtani, they have an audience where they say, hey, Shohei would really respect it if you would quiet down. If you're telling Jimbo right behind the dugout, who just slobbed down his fourth brisket sandwich from Gates and his 17th Boulevard wheat at Kauffman Stadium, hey man, Jim Bob, we need you to quiet down a little bit because Shohei needs some solitude here. He's saying, screw you! So I'm not all bent out of shape about this. I don't think this will happen often. And frankly, Shohei is my homeboy. I love what I'm seeing from him. I'm rooting for him. I think this is amazing. So everything that he does feels epic to me. And if he can wave his hand and go, shh, quiet. It's like Justin Timberlake at an NSYNC concert. You will be quiet so I can perform. Bye, bye, bye. I'm all for it. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. It's a Trash Tuesday. Gino's in Boise. He has dialed up our toll-free line, 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Gino's in Boise on 93.1. Listen to CBS Sports Radio. Gino, who are you trashing?
DA, check it out. Marco, will you beam me up, please?
Yes, sir. What's going on, bud? Who are you trashing?
Oh, man, check this out. I want to trash the dude when I'm in the gym, I'm in the locker room, right? Getting undressed, dressed, what have you.
Okay.
I'm the only person in there, and one guy walks in and literally has to get the locker right next to me.
It's like the guy that takes...
literally 100 other options.
Like the guy that takes the urinal right next to you when there's four other urinals. It's like, come on, man, can't you give me my space?
Yeah. I'm okay with that. But, man, come on. The locker room.
Unnecessary.
You've been trashed.
Unnecessary nakedness, nudity next to you in a locker room. I understand it. I would trash him, too. Ernie's in Tennessee, listening on 640 to CBS Sports Radio. Ernie, who are you trashing?
Long time no hear, B.A.
It's good to hear from you, bud.
Well, I listen to you. Just because you don't hear from me don't mean I'm not listening, I promise.
Well, I appreciate that, my man.
I'm trashing Kyle Busch for being Kyle Busch. If it weren't for Eminem Mars and the sponsorships he has, he wouldn't have half of the fans he has, because he has no personality at all. One heck of a race car driver, but no personality at all. He reminds me of the Johnny Manziel of racing, except he doesn't have some of the problems of Manziel, but he has the ego.
I think that's fair.
Taking out the trash.
And when he doesn't have no personality, Kyle Busch has basically a antagonistic personality. It's almost like he's looking for people to actively dislike him. More Trash Tuesday. Trash Tuesday from Jose. I'm trashing all the people that gripe about a tour or ugly beer box, but yet are going to put it in a cooler. A lot of boat tours. I didn't understand any of that.
Taking out the trash.
I'm trashing all the people that complain about a tour or ugly beer box, but yet are going to put it in a cooler. A lot of boat tours.
I think he was drinking on a boat tour when he typed that.
Brian tweets, what is Mraz's definition of fun? Trash to the snowbird still in town. Get out. You drive slow.
You're so trashy.
Yes, we play the audio of the three-year-old that lives across the hallway from me who screams bloody murder all the time. And Mraz says, he's just having fun. Not fun. That kid's not having fun.
He's giggling.
Definitely not a giggle. Like, that's a giggle.
At the end, he goes, like each one.
Yeah. I'm sure he's just playing with some type of toy, watching Blue's Clues, having a great old time. Having so much fun. A voice of the crowd tweets, DA, I'm trashing Patriot fans who are suddenly jumping on the fire Belichick bandwagon. For 20 years, they have mimicked Bill's do-your-job attitude. The minute Brady and Gronk start a revolt, they abandon the guy who built the dynasty.
You're so trashy.
That's a good one. People flip real quick, and it's true. As long as the Patriots were winning, everybody just kept parroting, Bill, do your job. Bill is right. In Bill, we trust. The moment that Brady pushes back, it's fire Bill! James tweets, good morning, DA. I live approximately 2,800 miles away from you, and I'm trashing your neighbor. Get a hold of your kid. There are other people around. Show some consideration.
Hot trash.
The parent just kept saying, you're being so silly. Nope. You're being so annoying. Shut up! Shut up! Daniel tweets, DA, tell Mraz that kid's not having fun. That kid is mad and sad. There's probably nothing those parents can do. My daughter does that, and we give her everything she asked for, and nothing calms her down. The parents hate it just as much as you do. I wonder, though, sometimes. I wonder. I kind of feel like those parents like it. I don't know why. Robert's next up in Indianapolis, listening on 1430 to CBS Sports Radio. Robert, who are you trashing?
Hey, one of DA, can I get a beam up?
You got it, bud. What's going on? Who are you trashing?
All right. I am trashing people that put ketchup on the steak, especially when you're out at the steakhouse.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Unforgivable.
Yeah.
Trash Tuesday is fun for everyone.
Mraz, I know you eat ketchup on everything, but there's no ketchup going on steaks, right?
I mean, I prefer an A1 or a steak sauce. If I have to in a pinch, I'll use ketchup.
Really?
I get the hate for it, but a ketchup is delicious, guys. I think it's just a little bit of a reach. Again, would not be my first preference.
But on
preference.
A steak?
I get it. I wouldn't go there, but I have gone there, if
oh,
that makes sense.
Oh, no, you've gone there?
I've gone there.
No, steak without ketchup.
Also steak says without... something about the steak if you need the ketchup.
Well, that's true, but you should never put ketchup. And where are you ever where you don't have steak sauce, and but you do have ketchup eating a steak?
I mean, personally, for me, whenever I've gone to it is cooked mine a little tough at home. Oh, no, I'm out of, you know, some Lugers or something. All right, let's get the 57 out here and give it a little squirt.
Oh, God, that's gross.
again, still, it makes it taste, but ketchup makes anything taste better.
I know, because it's just sugar, but where...
I'm so like, I'm toe half in the water, because I've done it, but I get the hate for it.
Why? How bad are you messing up your steak that you need to put ketchup on it?
Well, listen, you run back inside, it's a big inning for the Yankees, you go, oh, I forgot, it's been on there for 10 minutes. Whoops.
Oh, that's heinous. Really un-American behavior right there. When we come back here on the show, I will review the Andre the Giant and the Bobby Knight 30 for 30 documentary that's been recently released. That's coming up. Plus, we'll jump back into your phone calls and tweets on a Trash Tuesday. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Remember, you can always get full episodes of the DA Show on iTunes. So simply go there and search DA and CBS. And if you ever miss anything or want to hear it again, iTunes has you totally covered. Go there and check out daily episodes. Also, our brand new refurbished website. All of CBS Sports Radio is getting it, but we certainly love our pages there as well. DAOnCBS.com. Check it out. All of the audio available every single day there, including the permission granted podcast. More trashings. Freddie tweets in, DA, I'm trashing the company I work for only giving us a half hour lunch break.
Trash Tuesday is fun for everyone.
CGM tweets, I'm trashing anybody who acts like a quarterback hiring in Seattle is news. It's a story when Russell Wilson retires. It makes me scream like your neighbor's kid.
You've been trashed.
Hashtag a little wet, little drippy.
I'm a little wet, little drippy.
Jimmy tweets, are you sure that's a kid? Sounds like Mariah Carey to me. Jim tweets, I'm trashing fast food restaurants that advertise a neat appetizing burger only to receive one that looks like it's been sat on.
You're so trashy.
How about also the fast food burger that looks very nice, very neat, and then you get it and it's just like dripping out of the sides. It's all sloppy. It's way too wet. And like everything is just coming apart. The lettuce is sliding. The tomato sliding off the lettuce. Everything is just all over the place.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
Moist.
Moist. Real flipping moist.
Moist.
Chachi tweets, I got to jump on the smoker trashing. Their cough sound like air being forced through pudding.
You're so trashy.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Jason tweets, I'm 99% sure that kid screaming next to you, DA, is because he found out his parents are Knicks fans. And Knicks fans scream early and often.
Hot trash.
Team NC tweets, as someone who has two full-grown sons, that screaming is all on the parents. You pick that kid up, you put him on the kitchen counter, get eyeball to eyeball with him and say no.
Must be Trash Tuesday.
Thank you. So the Andre the Giant documentary on HBO, I thought was phenomenal. And I'm not a huge wrestling guy. I grew up watching a little wrestling in the 80s. I liked the Ultimate Warrior. But for the most part, I still had wrestling at a bit of an arm's length. Certainly now I don't really follow it, but I appreciate the show. As you guys know, I like this show to be a show. I think we're here to entertain, hopefully inform, but we are here because we have to entertain you. And I like the show, and I appreciate really good showmanship. And wrestling has always had that. I thought this documentary by HBO was nearly flawless in this way. It showed the rise of the show, that Vince McMahon took this thing over from a regional operation. There was a bunch of different little kingdoms across the country and made it one big national show and put the showmanship on 10. And Andre the Giant was the focal point of that show. I thought, number one, the footage was incredible. For them to have teenage footage from him wrestling as an amateur in France, how do you find that footage? Also, all of the footage of all of his wrestling matches in WWF, now WWE, was incredible. And obviously they worked in tandem with WWE. But man, to have all of that makes the whole story. I thought it was also funny. His gastrointestinal power, very, very funny. His feats of drinking. I mean, the fact that Ric Flair said to me and Andre the Giant once finished 106 beers, which I got to feel is like 76 Andre the Giant and 30 Ric Flair, because 30 is still a really good number.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
That Andre the Giant would drink 4 to 5 bottles of wine at a bar just to get a little buzz. I thought it was all so captivating. The footage was captivating. The story was captivating. And the pace was relentless. Sometimes, especially in HBO documentaries, it can get a little slow at times. There's the time that you get up to go get a second beer. There's the time you get up to go get your leftovers. You go to the bathroom, you come back, and it's a little slow. They do a little bit of a slow kind of trot sometimes with a little light music. This was relentless. It was like you can't turn it off because every second the crescendo of the music is building. There's another story. There's another twist. There's another turn. There's more footage. To me, there was only one negative in the whole movie, and that was I wanted to know more about his daughter. Who was her mother? When was she born? What part of his career was that from? What type of connection did he have to her? Because she seemed like she could have been a very interesting character in all of this, and she was on camera for a couple of snippets. I just needed more from her. What was that story? Other than that, I thought Andre the Giant was nearly a flawless sports documentary. As our resident wrestling aficionado, Pete the Body Bellotti, what'd you think about Andre the Giant?
I thought it was very good. As a wrestling fan, I didn't learn too much more than what I knew.
Okay.
But I learned some things, especially about the WrestleMania 3 match with Hulk Hogan and how it was laid out. And also toward the end of his life and relationship with Vince McMahon, how that ended.
I had
some assumptions on how it ended, but you really knew what happened toward the end.
You had a moment with Vince McMahon where he really did get choked up, but you never see Vince McMahon show any type of emotion or any type of vulnerability. And he even says in that quote, in that snippet where he's asked, you know, did Andre the Giant's passing have more of an effect on you than others? Because look at how many wrestlers have passed that he used to work with. And he said, you know, I have the ability to just block it out, to move on. But he paused and he held himself and he said it was really tough and he has to hold back tears. So you could see how impactful Andre the Giant was. Andre the Giant, I didn't realize the history behind from 1972, let's say, until 1982. Those 10 years, the explosion of wrestling I found fascinating. And Andre the Giant was the guy. I mean, he took wrestling into the next stratosphere. And I just thought it was awesome. Just a great, great sports film. Highly recommended. The 30 for 30 on the last days of Bobby Knight, I got an advanced screening of from the good people over at 30 for 30. And I thought it also was really good. Well worth your time, especially if you are like me. I was a college basketball fan in the 80s, 90s, and so Bobby Knight was a larger-than-life figure. I think if you're a young college basketball fan, you don't realize the impact that he had. But if you were a college basketball fan or a basketball fan, 70s, 80s, 90s, there were sometimes no one bigger than Bobby Knight. And to have him flame out the way that he did is a story that I think is kind of forgotten because he comes back with Texas Tech and then he comes back as an announcer for ESPN. But the way he flamed out was so dramatic. The number one, what you realize is his anger became a psychosis, and he just couldn't handle it in any seemingly normal or healthy way. And that his anger and his sternness, he was always known for his military background and ways, became psychotic, and he couldn't control it. Number two, I thought that all of the deaths of the people surrounding Bobby Knight's departure from Indiana is flooring. I mean, that this is only 18 years ago, and you're talking about multiple deaths of people that are both old and young or middle-aged. that whole era is almost died out, and it's only less than 20 years ago. Because all these people involved in it somehow passed away. I thought Neil Reed's death is tragic, but his courage of coming forth and standing up to the machine that was Indiana basketball and Bobby Knight is incredible. And it's heartbreaking that he had no allies in this. And he was the young man who was choked at practice. And this is the story about how that story was finally told, because it was going to be lost. Lost to history, because nobody wanted to speak out against Indiana and speak out against Bobby Knight. And Neil Reed has to come forth and watch the videotape that CNN was able to procure, and his reaction while watching it, and the fallout after it. I mean, it's kind of breathtaking. And I know there's right now a frustration with media, a frustration with journalism. This is a reminder that journalism is still really important when it's done really well. It's vital. It's absolutely vital. And I know that there's not a lot of places you can trust these days to do it really well. The places that do it really well are amazingly important to what we do. And yes, this is only sports, but the drive after finding the truth, after finding the story, after finding out what happens so that the true story can be told for the people that don't have the voice to tell it is so important. My biggest gripe about this was you had guys like A.J. Guyton and other players on the team, which basically discredited Neil Reed in a press conference and said, he's lying, it's not how it happened, he's soft. I wanted to know if they all regretted that, because they all tried to smear this dude, and now, in retrospect, he's totally verified, validated, and vindicated. I want to know how many people in Indiana feel really crummy that they spoke out against that kid, that young man at that time. That's what I thought was missing in that story. But both, fantastic sports documentaries. When we come back here on the show, your cut line, the stories that did not make the cut, more Trash Tuesdays, and an epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
Hey, good morning, DA. Big fan of yours. I'm a big football fan. I love tailgating. It's great how you can drink alcohol in the morning. Otherwise, people are always saying, hey, Chris, what are you running away from? And I'm like, no, I'm just tailgating.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm not running away from anything. I'm just tailgating. That feels very zen-like, doesn't it? Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. A reminder, you can catch us on SiriusXM now if your local affiliate doesn't carry us, or you're on the go, on the move somewhere else outside of your normal listening area. That's SiriusXM 206. It's a Trash Tuesday. Josh in Arizona. I need to trash the coach of the team my middle school team played last night. Upon arrival to the field and me thanking them for coming, he said, man, it's cool. These boys suck and aren't any good. I was shocked. Hashtag trashy coach.
You're so trashy.
Oh, yikes. It is trashy. Matt tweets, DA, beam me up and get me out of here. Mostly loving parent of a 16-month-old monster named Lucas, and I am trashing him. He yells and screams because he thinks it's funny. I'm running on 7 hours of sleep in the last 48 hours. Hashtag the parents across the hall hate it too. Hashtag go to sleep.
Hot trash.
Nicholas is next up in Idaho, listening at 93.1 to CBS Sports Radio. Nick, who are you trashing?
DA, how's it going? Beam me up.
Good, man. How you doing? Welcome aboard.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys. So yeah. I'm trashing the LeBron James apologists. The man doesn't shoot until 2 minutes left in the first quarter, and somehow, some way, it is not his fault. And somehow, some way, they will still win the final in the Eastern Conference, wherever he's at. And somehow, some way, he will still find a way to win a championship in Cleveland. I'm sorry. He's a four seed for a reason. That team is awful. He's not doing it this year. Bye.
You got it.
Taking out the trash.
Yeah, LeBron, I don't think with his team has a chance to win an NBA championship. I think he's got a chance with a Herculean effort of the playoffs to get them to the Eastern Finals and maybe even into the NBA Finals. But I just... they don't have nearly the weaponry or the firepower to be able to take down whoever comes out of the West, whether it's Golden State, Houston, what have you. You know, LeBron, is amazing, but I think it's fair to criticize him after game one because the entire team had no effort, no energy. They were down 20 out of the break, and at least part of that has to come from their leader, LeBron James. Jake tweets, I'm trashing toilet seat covers in public restrooms. You put one down, get yourself ready, and watch it fall into the water every time. It's a minimum of two covers for each trip. It's 2018. Can we not figure this out?
Taking out the trash.
Totally fair. Where is our technology when we need it? We have a supercomputer in our hand all day long. Can't figure out the bathroom situation. Jake tweets, DA, that isn't a kid screaming across the hall from you. It's just another fake Yankee fan crying about Giancarlo Stanton. Hashtag, it's only April.
Must be Trash Tuesday.
Mikey tweets, what the hell? Did Mraz just say grab the 57 and give it a little squirt? I'm trashing Mraz for putting ketchup on his steak. Have some self-respect, bro.
Epic trash job.
Craig tweets, I just lost a lot of respect for Mraz. Ketchup on a steak? Never. Like Chris Tucker and Friday. Never, ever, 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 ever. Hashtag, you do not need to eat like this.
Someone just got trashed.
Look, I agree. He wants to be the thictator, the puffiness, the prince of puffiness, sultan of sodium. He wants to run the thictator kingdom.
Thick person.
That's a disgrace.
All right, two things. Number one, it's not the thictator kingdom. It's Chubbo Nation. All right, we've discussed it for 5 years. Get it right. It's the least you could do.
Got it.
Number two, let's not spread this fake news that I'm sitting there squirting ketchup at every steak I can find. I said, in an absolute pinch, if you have a bad steak where it needs, you know, the helping and it's been overcooked or something, then you throw the ketchup on.
Moist.
Worst case.
I don't know. I don't think that there's any acceptable way that you put ketchup on a steak.
Ketchup can save a badly cooked steak. That's all I'm saying.
You can't do it at a steakhouse that if you have A1 anywhere near you, you got to get that.
No, if I'm at like a really like fancy place like Outback, I'm going with the A1.
Real fancy place. One of the fanciest restaurants you've ever been to.
You're a fatty like me.
Aaron tweets, I'm trashing LeBron for that ridiculous flop in game one. How are you the best player in the world and you still feel the need to flop like a fish out of water?
Trash Tuesday is fun for everyone.
Brent tweets a picture of beautiful sunny blue skies and says, I'm trashing the weather in Carlsbad. Yuck.
Trashing is fun.
Why must you do that to us? It's 48 degrees and raining here, which is much better than most places around the country where it's still snowing. Daniel tweets, I'm trashing the dad who wasn't paying attention in the restroom and let his 4-year-old son come crawling under the stall door to say hi to me while I'm sitting there, then crawled back out before the dad or I even said anything. It was awkward.
Boom. Trashed.
That sounds terrifying. That sound, what is this, Ghoulies? That sounds terrifying. You're sitting on the throne in a public restroom and a kid crawls up underneath the stall to say hello to you? Get him off the bathroom floor, that dad!
Wow! So I've been saying, can we just build full dividers? There's no reason we should be playing spot that shoe game anywhere.
That's true. Unless maybe that's a safety thing where you need to see if, like, somebody's in there.
I mean, you can knock on the door, nobody answers, you climb over.
I know, but you wouldn't know if somebody is in there. Like, what happens if somebody passes out in there and it's a full thing, a full wall, so you don't know that anybody's actually in there?
I guess when you're right, you're right.
John tweets, I'm trashing my coworker Steve for not appreciating the subtle nuances of the DA show.
Taking out the trash.
You know, I appreciate that because that makes us sound so much more sophisticated than we actually are. The subtle nuances of this show. That's right. That's what makes us special. The subtle nuances. Louise tweets, DA, I'm trashing the playoffs bracket challenge contest for the NHL and NBA. If the tournament is a one game every round like the NCAA, it's fine, but I had to walk back out and into my boss who was going in.
Hot trash.
Tough situation there. Because then the boss thinks it's you. I hear you. Jason tweets, I'm trashing my coworker Trent for always complaining about the overhead door not being open. Dude, you're the first one out. Open it yourself. Hashtag Delivery Guy Nation.
Must be Trash Tuesday.
Matthew tweets, I'm trashing anybody who puts fake eyelashes on the headlights of their car. This is horrifying.
Epic trash job.
Is this happening? I've never seen this. Have you guys seen fake eyelashes on the headlights of cars?
Yeah, especially on buggies, for sure. They try to treat them like, you know, women.
Hold on!
That is so weird.
Imagine having a Hurricane Gen Volkswagen.
Well, that is really weird. Aaron tweets, I'm trashing Mother Nature for an old man winter. Snow and cold weather. What the hell? Where's spring?
Someone just got trashed.
We're all asking the same thing. Captain Johnny tweets, I'm trashing all basketball players for having to slap hands with every teammate after every free throw taken, including when they miss. Like shooting a free throw is some sort of accomplishment. Stop the madness. This is ridiculous. Hashtag high nine.
Trash Tuesday is fun for everyone.
Captain Johnny, I'm on there with you. I'm absolutely on there with you. You're standing at the free throw line. You miss your first free throw. You need to wait until everybody on the court slaps five with you. You make your free throw. You've got to wait until everybody on the court slaps five with you before you can take another shot. I agree. When did this happen and why did this happen? Bobby tweets, I'm trashing every sportscaster that refers to a rookie, second-year player, or up to five-year veterans as a future Hall of Famer. Knock it off, losers.
Trashing is fun.
I think Bobby specifically was very angry yesterday because I referred to watching Ben Simmons as a potential Hall of Fame player getting his first taste of the playoffs. And I certainly didn't say he's going to the Hall of Fame or a future Hall of Famer. I just said watching him play so comfortably in his first postseason makes you feel like watching when you're now down the road a Hall of Famer in his first playoffs, you know, and just kind of having that comfort. You know, it's like I was watching old footage of Magic Johnson to the 1980 NBA Finals against the Sixers where he steps in for Kareem and has to play center, has 42 points and all those rebounds and assists and that clincher. And I could just imagine watching Magic that night, although I think that was on tape delay, and going, this guy's playing like a Hall of Famer already. And that's what I mean by watching a guy like Ben Simmons or other young players getting their first taste of the postseason and just looking so comfortable during it. While people are now sending me pictures of the creepy fake eyelashes on headlights. That is so weird. That is so demented. Derek tweets, I'm trashing the pathetic Cavs defense that was embarrassed once again in their opening playoff game.
Trashing is fun.
And finally, Matt says, DA, A1 sauce, A freaking one. Come on, I'm trashing anybody who would squirt that garbage sauce on their meat. Use HP sauce.
You've been trashed.
Well, I'm just saying any barbecue, any steak sauce over ketchup. Whatever is around, anything but ketchup on your steak. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. The kid screaming across the hall of my apartment.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Shut up! Tell the kid to shut up. Stop saying, you're so silly. You're being silly. He's not being silly. He's being a brat.
Why don't you buy a house already? I mean, enough.
This is on me.
I think it is.
This is on me.
I think it is. This kid is being cute. He's trying to play with his kid. He's laughing. Now, listen, all hours of the night, okay, I'd have a problem with it. These are what kids do. You know, you're the leader of this group here, right? This is the DA show. How are me and Pete ever supposed to buy a house if you're sitting there living in a studio across from a crying kid? Buy a house in the forest, like you said, and you don't have to deal with this anymore.
Welcome to my house.
First of all, it's not a studio. Mraz.
Whatever. I just assume every apartment in Brooklyn's like that.
Second of all, I can't believe you of all people will be talking about you should move out and buy a house. You live six houses away from your parents. Six houses.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
He's just having fun.
That's having fun? That's having fun?
Now, again, granted, I'm only here 30 seconds. If I lived there and it was 12 hours, I'd probably lose my mind. I'll be transparent about that. But, I mean, come on. It's a young child trying to have fun.
You're
gonna get cold in your stocking.
That's throwing a temper tantrum. That kid didn't want to go to bed or didn't want to take a bath or didn't want to eat his greens or something like that. Which is amazing. Mraz says, don't take runs at kids. We've got people that work in this office that post pictures about their kids, and he can't stop trashing those kids.
Bro Jamo!
Can't stop hammering those kids all the time. If I told him, hey, the so-and-so kid that you don't like that might come to the block party and act like this, if that kid was at the block party doing that, oh, my God, Mraz would rain hellfire on that kid like it's being cute. That at the block party, blocking him from a burger right. and an ice luge shot.
The bread is just incredibly good.
Forget it. That kid should be extradited.
I hate when things I say come back on me.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Bilotti, give me the full kid crying snippet that we put in the system today. This is what I hear most hours of every day across the hallway from me in my apartment building. Including at 7 a.m. this morning or 6 a.m. this morning. Mraz says he's just having fun. What kind of fun is that? Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com on the digital simulcast. And Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Be good and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm DA and the Mothership Disconnects.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.